Normally we start this show with a good laugh and then I roll into it, but today Muller spoke first. Hello, welcome to the big show. We're here to discuss all the big stories in tech that have gone on, and I hope there's more than there is with the Apple news, because there wasn't much earlier on. But we have an incredible panel, a heaving panel. Big Chris Ashley's supposed to be here, but he's not here. But man, look at this panel. Awesome. Starting us off, line three, the unprepared Chris Campion.
Evening. Yeah, very unprepared. I think I got in from work probably about 11 minutes ago now.
Good man. And you better find a story in the next 3 minutes 42 seconds, otherwise you're not going to reinforce.
Otherwise I get cut off again.
Yeah. How have you been, Dud?
Yeah, good. Work is properly crackers right now. But yeah, doing all right.
Excellent, mate. Got a big launch coming up or anything like that? Is that what's...
Yeah, it's just various projects that start of the year, it'll get off to full momentum. It'll slow down soon when they realise the budgets won't last till the end of the year and they've got to make it stretch and stuff like that. But January is always a really, really busy month for me.
Cool. Excellent, mate. Great to have you here. Next to him, it's Jeffrey for the second time today. No one liked my double Jarrett and Chips comment last week.
I don't know what's up with that.
Gamma egg and chips twice. I thought that was funny, but bollocks to him.
It's like everyone gets a Jeff sandwich. What's wrong with that?
Exactly. With that a bit of curry in the... Wrong. It's a Jeff curry sandwich because there's curry in the middle of the two Jeffs.
Yeah. See, this just sounds like a winning scenario all the way around.
Exactly. Curry beer and a Jeff sandwich.
I'm in.
Okay. Good to see you, mate. Next to him, it's Atlee Broken Boy Hunter. How you doing?
Not too bad. Not feeling so broken anymore. Elbow's healing nicely, thanks.
Are you so you're not in cast or anything? You're all just screwed together.
No. It was the end of the bone on the elbow that cracked at the end, very end. Nice. So not the joint, but the bone going into the joint.
Good, mate. Are you pain free or not?
Unless something touches my elbow, I'm pain-free. As soon as something touches my elbow, it's almost enough to buckle your knees.
Okay. Good point. Next to him, it's Greeny Boy.
Hello, chap.
How the devil are you, mate? I haven't seen you for a few weeks.
Yeah, it has been, hasn't it? A couple of weeks. Yeah, I'm very well. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
I seem to be putting on a lot of weight.
You have?
Yeah, look at that. Look at that okay. thing going on there.
Is that called a Whipple?
Is it?
The Whipple. It's a Whipple.
Look at that.
That's a double chin.
Yeah.
But when you stretch it forward and it just sags a bit, that's a Whipple.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Awesome. But yes, I'm very well. I've had my hair cut and I'm growing a beard, so that's...
And Batwing's thinks you look a bit like George Michael.
Yeah. No, I think I take that as a compliment because I think George Michael was a particularly nice guy.
And, good-looking bloke, yeah.
Yeah. So if I could be the new George Michael, I'd be very happy. What do you think?
Do you think
I can get away with it?
Well, you'd have a few bob in the bank, mate.
Except he's dead, of course.
You got that is a retarding factor to it all, I do agree. Mm. But yes, well done, mate. And next to you on the screen, it's Muller.
Oh, hello.
Mate.
Right.
What you been up to?
Well, in the last couple of hours, I've had a curry.
Yes, I was there, I saw.
Yeah, and we've upset Ellie, so that was good.
Yeah, he was supposed to be here tonight, joining in the show, but he's not going to do it.
Yeah, he's been a teenager.
He thought he was going to get home and get his PlayStation back, which he's not. So. Has Will got highlights, says Batwench.
Well, no, I haven't, actually.
Grey.
I'm just getting old and getting a little bit grey or something like that, but it does look rather blonde, doesn't it?
It's all right, mate. It's okay. Don't worry.
You need some Grecian 2000.
Yeah, a few people have asked me about that, and I'll tell you what it was. It was last summer, I think, my hair sort of went really blonde, and it's got a bit darker since, but it's still rather blondy, and then I'll even... I'm trying to go for the Nazi youth look for next summer.
I do hear that in, yes, particularly in Paris.
I can't imagine what could go wrong with that.
Oh,
no, I can't imagine either. And if I So I'm growing a beard, so I could put like hit the moustache on there as well, and I'd be rocking it, wouldn't I?
When you're in Wolverhampton, mate, they're a bit more detached from that, aren't they? Or Telford, they're well away from it.
Yeah.
The Week in Tech.
I'd like to point out, I have no allegiance to the Nazi Party at all.
Good lad. Thank you very much. Pleased to hear it.
just want to look like one.
I'm not reading any of that.
I do not want to look like a Nazi.
Well, you got the blue shirt and... moving on, fellas. Moving on.
Hitler was never blonde.
Moving on.
I really hear my mom calling.
Still,
I gotta go.
Still moving on. The Week in Tech. All the big. I can edit all the big stories that have gone on. Attlee was first because he posted his bloody story before anyone else turned up. That's the only way you beat Campion is cheat.
I just posted it again and we've already started, so there you go.
No, I've already got it. Now we know why WhatsApp's founders quit and it's not good news, says Attlee.
Oh, man, I should have scrolled back to see what your story was.
Yeah, you have to have a search now. So Jeff won't be taking part in the conversations. Go ahead, Attlee, tell us about it.
So apparently the WhatsApp founders have left Facebook, and one of the main reasons they did it is because Facebook has basically, at least internally, has announced plans to meld all of their messaging services together. So whether the users ask for it or not, WhatsApp will become part of Messenger, Messenger will become part of WhatsApp, all of that stuff will go together. And basically share all the data and share all the basic rules the same way. Now, one of the big problems is that WhatsApp users like WhatsApp for specifically what it is, something that you don't have to give a lot of information for. The messages aren't saved and kept by WhatsApp. There's a number of other things. All of that could very, very reasonably and very expectedly go away based on that. So it will fundamentally change WhatsApp for the worse for most of the way the users use it. So I think it speaks to a larger thing. I think that we need to start looking as a society that these companies that have all these social media platforms and are buying up other social media platforms, I think we need to treat them more the way we treat television and radio and other forms of communication and media, whereas they have to get permission before they can merge two major players together to make sure that things are being done in the best interest of the users and the public and not just in a giant money grab to, amalgamate things and harvest everybody's data, whether they sign up for it or not. Because there are a good number of those WhatsApp users who will continue to use it oblivious pretty much to the fact that the changes will happen. I'm sure that the app will pop up something saying, hey, our terms and services have changed, but how many times have those come up and people just go, yeah, okay, I agree to the new ones. I'm going to keep using it. This is what I use.
It just seems sheer folly to me because there's WhatsApp does things which are entirely different from Facebook. And your grouping and your privacy, particularly the end-to-end encryption of WhatsApp, is entirely different from the process that Facebook offers. So I don't see any
Facebook, will you? And the way I read this story, this is probably the only tech story I've read. I read this more is that it's Messenger, so it will allow integration of messages between Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp, so some cross-platform messaging ability. It will introduce end-to-end encryption on things like Facebook Messenger, and it will also bring in WhatsApp messaging as well. So whilst I'm not naive enough to suggest that this won't therefore expand across the rest of the Instagram platform, across the rest of the Facebook platform, I've read this story is to start off with it's the messaging functionality in between them, allowing people to message between the between the apps, and therefore WhatsApp being able to message a Facebook Messenger, an Instagram Messenger type scenario.
So is that the kind of the best?
I think it's a precursor to a bigger move.
The best.
But yes, and sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, is this the best of WhatsApp coming over or the worst of Messenger coming back?
I think that though that so I've read a number of other articles that sort of go along with it and talk about you know, what's happened previously, and that's why I lead to have a more of a negative viewpoint than some people might have. And this article here about one of the co-founders who quit Facebook, basically revealing why he didn't like the way it worked and the way things went. Basically, certain promises that they had made to the user base about things not changing, Facebook did some end runs around the technology and changed them anyways. So that they wouldn't be able to link your phone number to Facebook information and this and that. And Facebook worked out ways to basically make that person look like a liar in a couple of months after he had basically made the statements.
Surely, I'm not a Facebook user, but I do use Messenger. Mm-hmm. Surely, with the Facebook sort of percentage the user amount going mm-hmm. down steadily and people's trust in Facebook has been totally ruined. Aren't they trying to sort of put the three together to see if they can sort of up the Facebook numbers by putting the three together, and that will help them financially because people's trust in Facebook is gone, and the sort of shareholders are getting upset by it.
Yeah, no, I could definitely see that, but I think my bigger problem with it is the fact that Facebook has done things that have caused the erosion. The erosion in the trust in Facebook has not been, despite their best efforts, it's been because of the things they've actively done. And they have not shown themselves, in my mind, to be the company that should have been trusted to take. WhatsApp was designed to be a very, very secure and safe messaging space, free from intrusion and information sharing and things like that for the users. And that's how it was developed. That's how it was created. And that's how it was marketed to its user base. And that's how it gained the huge user base that it had. And the funny thing is, it had a much larger user base than things like Facebook Messenger and all of those other ones, purely because of those things. You're not getting marketed to by any information going into WhatsApp. WhatsApp's not keeping your information, your data. And all of that goes away, essentially, from my opinion and from my perspective, especially with Facebook merging them together like this. Yes, Messenger will get a little bit better encryption and a few other things, and they might take on some good parts of this. But I really see that the money-making machine that is Facebook will err not on the side of what's best for the users, but what's on the best side for them. And I don't see that as being the type of thing that I would agree to. Like, I'm actually looking now for an alternative to WhatsApp. I'm looking for something else other than WhatsApp because I don't use Facebook Messenger very much because every time I mention something in Facebook Messenger, I start getting ads about it. And I don't like it. And Facebook Messenger is a horribly written app. Memory leaks and poor garbage collection and all sorts of things. So I don't have it installed on any of my devices. The occasional time when someone sends me a Facebook Messenger post, I will open it up in a browser. I'll tell them, I don't use this. Reach me on any one of these things.
Could I correct my previous statement? When I said Messenger, I meant WhatsApp.
I mean, have you not heard about what's happened about Instagram in the UK? About them going on about young kids finding self-harm videos and suicide videos. And obviously that's owned by Facebook and it's mm-hmm. mentioned in this. And they even went to Facebook and he went, no, that's not available. And they actually showed him literally loads and loads of posts of children encouraging other children to do harm to themselves.
Yep.
And there's no control, so it's pretty scary, and that's going to be integrated into this.
Yeah, and I agree. So that's what brings out my point. So the point of the story was not just, oh, look at what they're doing to WhatsApp, watch out for WhatsApp. That's a bit of a public service announcement. But it's more of, don't we as a society have to start looking at these things and regulate them the same way we regulate, like two phone carriers can't, the phone carriers can't just go, oh, I'm going to buy this one and buy that one. And all of a sudden you have one phone carrier. So, you know, there's no competition. We need to have the same kind of competition in things like the messaging and the other forms of communication that we use. Messaging is used more often. Messaging and SMS is used more often than phone calls now for people.
Yeah.
Like 90% of people that I reach out to, I don't reach out to them by phone anymore. I reach out to them through a messaging service of some sort. And those things have taken a paramount position in our communication airspace, and we need to manage it that way and as such.
But if you're saying priority, Facebook giving priority to their own business ends over the user, it's a free service. So why wouldn't they?
Yeah. None of us pay for WhatsApp or Messenger.
If they extort us.
Yeah.
You can pay for WhatsApp. You get 99 pence for it.
Yeah. And the thing is that if I could trust them enough to say, hey, we'll offer you this, it's a traditional type of service, and you'll pay X amount of dollars a year or whatever for it, I may even opt for that. But they're not going to. They're going
So the article that you posted, though, Atlee, and I quote here, at the end of the day, I sold my company, says Acton. I sold my users' privacy to a larger benefit. Although Zuck is not the bad guy, he's one of a team of good business people, in inverted commas, who represent a set of business practices, principles and ethics and policies that I don't necessarily agree with. Yeah. Now that's a very different statement from something which is criminal, or is something which is verging on criminal. Facebook saying, look, you want to use our service, you want to post your pictures and show your friends where you're going each weekend. Sorry, but part of that comes with the fact that we can use your photos. It comes with the fact we can use your location. It comes from the fact that we can recognize who you interact with, and we can promote other interactions, or we can promote sales of items to you, because that's the way we make money, because we give it to you for free.
Yeah, no, and I understand that. The problem is that they aren't. I think that there's a, my bigger concern is that they are going to fundamentally change the privacy and personal information rules that apply to WhatsApp. And they're going to do it in a way where the users will not be that aware of it. So there'll be a lot of people that will be using WhatsApp thinking that they're getting one thing that they've been getting, and they're not going to be. They're going to be getting Messenger or things like that. And I know a number of people like myself who wouldn't touch Messenger with a 10-foot pole. Same reason they don't use.
Away from Messenger. I hate it.
Exactly. But the thing is, those people, and I think it has to do with, I think we need to have better laws or better rules applying to things like end user agreements, because they're usually so long and so buried in so much jargon that almost nobody ever reads them.
I have a question. Do you think that Facebook is going to be taking away end-to-end encryption in WhatsApp?
Is that for me, Jeff?
Atlee, I think you're thinking of.
Sorry, Atlee. I forgot to use proper names. Sorry about that.
I don't think they're necessarily going to take away end-to-end encryption, because that's something that's useful to them. The thing is that they will not. I think that one of the things that will happen is that the WhatsApp messages will now be stored. And
well, if they're stored and encrypted,
they'll be stored and harvested. Yeah, but it depends on the encryption and how they use the encryption, right? I mean, they could.
Well,
use
if you're
the
doing end-to-end encryption, the users hold the keys, and Facebook does not. So they would have to change from end-to-end encryption so that they could then harvest content out of your message stream.
PeerPoint. Yeah, you're right. They could go to PeerPoint encryption and mask it in such so that it basically gets encrypted on the travel to their servers, and then gets decrypted and then re-encrypted and sent out to the other location. And they could essentially market that as end-to-end encryption, because it is. But it's more of a
crappy thing to do. But we are talking about Facebook.
If they did that and news broke, I think people would opt to things like Apple Messenger instead.
What was that?
Yes, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
Are you, and when you move on to the next story, could I jump in because they're too connected?
What's the next story? You're ahead of me there.
Well, it's DuckDuckGo.
So is this, are you saying this is your story? You want to go now because you've had enough of Atlee's story. And
not at all.
You're selling a loose connection here.
No, because we were talking about security and the way people are using people's data.
I think he just wants to make sure that he's next because he's talking about privacy concerns and data sharing and other things.
Post that link, Greeny boy.
Well, I haven't really got a link.
Okay,
I can't
go on then.
Touch my iPad because it'll just fall over.
Exactly. No, that's fine. Just talk us through your story then. How does it link into this?
Well, it's not much of a story, but it's so that there is a search engine now called DuckDuckGo. Duck, as in
it's
duck,
been, it's
and
been around
then
a while.
Again, and go. And we're talking about Facebook and security and privacy and that sort of stuff. And it's a fantastic way there's two particular parts to it that I think are absolutely superb. That one, I think it's called the burn button. So it burns everything, all of your sort of passwords and cookies and everything properly. And it also tells you who is trying to trace you and use your data from your searches and stuff like that. Well, whereas, so in some ways they're sort of polar opposites between Facebook / Google and then DuckDuckGo, which is sort of their whole business model is to give you privacy and to stop this horrible world that we've seemed to have fallen into over the last few years.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I haven't got any more on that.
So it's actually, DuckDuckGo is the website that I use secondarily. If I can't find something through Bing, I'll go to DuckDuckGo. I don't use Google anymore. So, and I actually find its results tend to be better and sometimes a little faster than Google's.
Yes, it is very quick, isn't it?
I find it interesting that DuckDuckGo switched from Google Maps to Apple Maps for finding locations for people. And they did that because of privacy concerns.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't beat Apple for privacy. I mean, that's their big thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not really.
Privacy is a product for Apple.
Mr. Batwing says Messenger has end-to-end encryption, but you have to enable it as lots of Facebook-specific features aren't compatible with it. So suspect unified architecture will be the same. Mrs. Batwinch has got a completely different view on it, which is, I think I pissed off Mr. Batwinch with the shoes and Jeff.
No, Batwinch, I am, how could I ever be angry with
no,
you?
No, you're not pissed off. She thinks Mr. Batwinch is pissed off. He's probably in the closet.
Oh, well, this will put a little adventure into the relationship.
We backfired on her. We all like the shoes.
What, have your cool thing this week?
Oh, my God. That should totally be my cool thing this week.
Are we talking about a regulation then for social media?
Well, a regulation for social media companies to join, to combine.
A voluntary.
Social media company to grab another social media company.
So you want a voluntary code of conduct or something like that?
Well, how about the same? Just the same standards that we apply to all other communication. You can't sell a telephone company to another telephone company without getting approval. You can't sell a telephone company to a media company without getting approval.
Is there an underlying factor? And I don't know the answer to this. I'm sort of just pushing the question out. Is there a difference that a telephone company to a telephone company, you're buying their service? Whereas social media is free, you're not buying their service, and therefore, you know, should regulation happen in the same way?
Giving them certain things. Let's put it this way: if Facebook was charging for their service, and people were paying for it, first of all, it would have a tenth of the users it has.
And it basically, its value is because it has access to all those eyeballs. Now, the fact that it's harvesting personal information to try and make that information more valuable is, in some cases, a step too far by the way they do it. And I think that they need to be, I think that we need to understand, I think the rules need to be made to ensure that social media companies and some of these other properties that are starting to pop up on the internet landscape have rules and regulations that they have to at least make people fully aware of what they're giving up and what they're doing, and not hide it in a 400-page end user agreement that's in a 2-inch wide dialogue box.
User agreements are crap. Plain English, most definitely.
Exactly.
I like Netscape. You know where you are, Netscape. It's nothing to
Yeah, you're not using it because it's dead.
Yeah. I use my Scion. That's got a web browser. You know where you are with that.
But do you know what I mean? I mean, we've got devices that we don't own. We've got services that we think that we're safe in, that we're not as safe as we think. And nothing's happened in the last 2 years, but copious numbers of stories of horrible things being done with user information that people had no idea was happening. And I just think that it's obvious that left to their own devices, these social media companies and companies like Google and other ones, they may say do no harm, but that doesn't really mean that they're not doing any harm, whether through stupidity on their part, as in case with the Equifax thing, or sheer blind ambition with Facebook and Google.
Coming up on Facebook's 15th birthday, I'm just reading an article that's just been posted by Deepman about Zuckerberg defending the Facebook stuff. He would not be stepping down as chairman of the social network. There's an awful lot of stuff in here that I haven't read properly, but I think the thing, I just keep coming back to that story that's saying about, I don't like the business practices. Well, yeah, okay, don't use the free service then.
Make them obvious so that when people are looking at them going, oh, what, you're allowed to sell my information, all the information of all the people I know to things? And for that, I get annoyed about my cat videos by people that I haven't talked to in 25 years for a reason. Okay, I won't let those people reach me.
Good story, mate. Excellent. Who's next? Jeffrey.
Boom,
Jeffrey. SpaceX's giant rocket ship was damaged by powerful winds.
Okay, so here's the deal. Elon Musk has his proof of concept rocket ship that they're going to use for doing takeoff and landing hop tests. So this thing will go up to like 16,000, 17,000 feet altitude and then come back down. And so they took this off its launch engine and strapped it down so that it would be okay. And then these high winds came up, knocked it over, and now it's broken. So it'll be delayed. This is all for me a big setup to ask, how many people is Elon Musk going to be okay killing on his quest to go live on Mars? Because, I mean, I'm looking at the rocket. And granted, this is a prototype. So the finished one that will actually be used for interplanetary travel will be more refined. But I look at this and I'm thinking,
Phrase that everyone lives by. So you're sitting there and Alan Shepard's going, is the one that you're going to hurtle me into space in much more refined? Oh, yeah.
That was done by that movie by those guys that made South Park. It looks like a prop from that movie.
It's very retro, isn't it?
From a pulp magazine cover.
It is very retro.
It is very retro. It looks like it should be on a little metal filament and shaking around in a black space.
Yeah, but I look at this rocket and I look at the aggressive, excuse me, the aggressive timeline that Elon Musk has, and I mean, we're talking about stuff that's really complicated. And just getting an unmanned probe to Mars and to land it safely is crazy difficult. And he's slapping together stainless steel rockets, and he's already said, yeah, people are going to die. So
nice. Is that the big airplane one?
See, there's an end user
no, that's,
agreement I can get around.
Virgin Galactic.
Ah, okay.
Looks like a 1950s spaceship, doesn't it?
It really does. It looks
I've
like
just posted a picture of one.
So I look at stuff like this and I'm thinking, you know, as fun and cool as it would be to get to experience Mars, I don't think you're going to get to do it with what Elon Musk has going on right now.
The thing with Musk that gets me, and this is something I said afterwards that I should have thought on the show where we covered it. Do you remember when he went to, he got the Japanese artist and he was saying that the first trip we're going to send is going to be a dozen artists. So there'll be a photographer, a painter, a musician, a poet, etc.
Yeah, it's going to be the launch that goes around the moon and back.
Around the is it the, no, I thought it was, they were going around Mars and back.
No, this is, I believe it's around Earth's moon and back.
Oh,
that's the first launch.
Right, but the thing I was thinking was that, you know, you're taking a group of people who are renowned for manic depression and, you know, people who in history have cut their ears off and sent them to people. And then you're going to put them in a tin can and send them off on a 300-day trip around Mars and back. And I'm sure it's Mars. I'm positive it's Mars. And I just,
maybe someone else is doing
Mars would be far more than 300 days. Mars would be far more than 300 days.
As a, well, it's 105 out, isn't it?
It's is it only 105 out?
It's 105 out at the shortest period when you get them aligned correctly. But I just thought, you know, Musk has got some fantastic ideas, but he's Howard Hughes. He is an absolute frigging fruitcake when it comes to something. I don't believe that he's got any sense whatsoever.
I hope he's on the first flight. That would give people confidence, wouldn't it?
Well, he said he's going to die on Mars. He's adamant he's going to die on Mars.
It says on Universe Today, it says that the shortest trip is 150 days, 300 days one way. So anywhere from 150 to 300 days.
Okay, so I've got the five in the wrong place.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. It's
thanks, man.
It's a long trip to put 300 days, depression-prone people on.
Exactly. Yeah. That's my point. Yeah. You take all the people that are prone to that huge mental illness and shove them in a tin can and together for 300 days, and it's just...
That is not... That, honestly, that's a reality TV show waiting to happen.
Pat Winch has put, Elon Musk can also no longer move his own forehead. I don't know what that means. I'm lost.
The Americans have we've got Zuckerberg, we've got Musk, and what's the other one? Madison Bloody Hatter.
Bezos.
Yeah,
the one that used to be the richest man in the world until he found the most expensive girlfriend in the world.
So what is it with you Americans? How do you make these people as mad as they are?
It's in the water.
And this is coming from Greener.
I think it's a product of numbers. There's 350 million of them. There's bound to be a few fruitcakes that make it.
The fruitcakes seem
in our defense, Elon Musk is not originally from the United States.
He's European, yeah.
Well, you can't blame us. Sorry.
No, we can't blame you.
No.
But, yeah, there's a lot of people in the United States with a lot of money and a lot of crazy ideas.
Yeah. Yeah, he is a bit of an old one.
He's actually from Pretoria, South Africa.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that. I would have thought he was from somewhere in... North, yeah, Eastern
I was just about to say, no, he's South African, but I was in the toilet.
And he holds Canadian citizenship as well.
Oh, Ali, be fearful, mate. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Oh, dear.
That's funny.
You're having a conversation with Elon Musk and he puts A on the end of the sentence.
He was born in the Transvaal, Pretoria. At the end of that story.
Well, we've spent a lot of time on this show suggesting that Elon Musk is leveraged to the hilt and mad as a fruitcake. Am I wrong?
No.
Do you want to get sued?
We have talked about that a lot.
I don't think he would be classed as a stable genius.
He's Aaron Hughes.
There are a few people there that are.
Someone's going to walk in a hotel room. He's going to be stood there. He's under pants going a wobble. And he's got bits of red cotton strewn all over the place.
And two pencils up his nose.
And two pencils up his nose and his underpants on his head. That's gonna be him.
That's just a party.
No, Jeffrey, that's an episode of Blackadder Goes Forth. You need to.
Oh, okay.
Your education continues.
I love Blackadder.
It's Blackadder Goes. It's the last series. Blackadder Goes Forth. It's the last episode.
Okay, yeah, the last season, that's the one where I've seen only like the first couple episodes.
Oh, man.
So I need to get caught up there.
The last one. It's just amazing.
I've had a brilliant idea, sir.
It's really sad, though, isn't it?
You know, they say they've got that there's a bullet with your name on it. I thought if I owned a bullet with my name on it, then I wouldn't get shot.
You know, that's logic you just can't argue with.
No, that's episode one sorry.
It's logic you can't argue with. It makes sense to me.
Get rid of the cappuccino, Baldrick.
Oh, yeah. Do you want milk with that? Sugar?
Oh, yeah, sugar was ratchet, wasn't it? Oh, man. Blackadder's classic. I love that. Blackadder Goes Forth is one of... I've got it on audio. I had it on audiobook. Still got it.
Blackadder is an absolutely brilliant series.
Oh, incredible, mate. Totally. Utterly and totally. Superb. Good story, whoever picked Elon Musk. Jeffrey. Muller, is this your story next?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
I thought I'd get the controversial one out of the way. So we're talking about 5G.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Well, that's three stories that have been nicked now.
That's what you get for being unprepared.
Yeah, I told you. I posted this in Slack the other day, so I've had it for ages. I was going to use it a couple of shows ago, but we ran out of time. Allegedly, 5G can roast your nether regions because of the frequency they use and the power generation uses. And the fact is that if some of the cell sites crank up the power to get it inside buildings, they're going to be pumping off an awful lot of harmful microwave power. And there's this I saw this ages ago, actually, but I thought it was a bit off the wall. But I have heard a couple of podcasts talking about it now. And it seems
that makes it empirical.
No,
what's going to happen is if iPhones that have 5G. And then men start reporting that they're becoming unsterile because of it. Apple will tell them that they're hanging wrong.
Yeah, well, they're already unsterile.
But you look at the list of
this is bullshit. I'm sorry, this whole article is bullshit.
It's bullshit because Jeffrey, go on.
Because the science is all wrong. That's not how the radio waves work. It's the wrong frequencies. It's the wrong power levels. It's the same thing that people say in articles when they say, "Oh, Wi-Fi is killing you" or "Bluetooth is killing you." They use the exact same language, and that's not what's happening with 5G.
So this has come from a health site. It's not just a tech site. These are doctors.
Healthimpactnews.com is
It's not a doctor's site.
Written is, by John P. Thomas, who doesn't put MD resource. After his name anymore because he doesn't need to. I'd question the sources here, but I mean, there's no question. Let's not forget the fact that there is serious issues with burns.
Did you say healthimpactnews.com?
Healthimpactnews.com.
Yeah, and one of their main categories, one of their name headings under this, peace with God. So I'm sorry. I'm not going by the
Let's not go religion because I don't want to lose listeners. But even though we're all atheists. But the there is severe issues with burns, etc., from microwave energy. It really exists.
Yes,
but
you're talking about
acute burns. You're not talking about changes to your DNA and brain cells being altered to cause manic depression or death. It's an acute response.
Part of what this website covers is alternative health.
Medical kidnapping.
Yep.
Oh, I'm serious. That's one of the
Muller, things. Muller, go away. Write 100 times. I must improve my sources.
Hey, Camps is going to use this story, so look.
So you say Camps,
Camps
for
you
story.
Can have 500 as well.
Was he using the same link? What's your link? Because he might have a link to someone who's actually got... Well, this bloke's it's got medical qualifications, it says further down.
Yeah, he's been to a doctor twice.
But he's got a doctor in fruit and veg. It's like he wrote 30,000 words. He got a doctorate, or is he a MD?
He's a health writer, holds a BA in psychology from the University of Michigan, Masters of Science in Public Health from the School of Public Health, Department of Health Administration at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. So he's not a total quack.
No, I grant you that.
But he's quack adjacent.
Yeah,
he's a doctor of psychology. He's not a doctor of physics, is he? Yes.
It's not the phones that are going to cause the problems. It's the link. It's the link between the cell towers, because they're using microwave power to link themselves.
So don't go hang out at the top of cell towers then.
Well, yeah, but there are going to be more of them, and they're going to be all over the place. And
these are all going to be microcells for the most part.
Yeah,
and it's a low power output.
So the thing you can't, when you get up to changing microwave dishes and you're a worker who stood next to a microwave dish while you're changing another microwave dish, there is a very, very acute, realistic probability you're going to get burnt by the microwaves because they're so high energy. But as an end user holding a phone that hasn't got enough frigging battery to last 8 hours, it's unlikely that you're going to get any health effects.
You're more likely to burn yourself by leaving your phone in your pocket while it's charging off of a power brick.
Yes.
Didn't radar used to fry sheep?
Deep fry or pan fry?
I never watched that episode of MASH.
No, it's something to do with when they were developing radar. I think it was in Wales. The two sort of thingies came together.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't want to get too technical, obviously.
No, go on. Get technical. Go on.
Thingies. That's pretty technical.
Yeah, yeah. Go on.
Yeah. Yeah. The two beams, the two laser beams. Was it lasers? It was lasers. That's right.
Right. Let's not diminish the fact that electromagnetic energy is one of the four main forces of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And it absolutely can positively screw you up.
Yes,
there is no issue with that statement.
Yes.
So if you get into the electromagnetic spectrum from top to bottom, it will make a mess of you if you hit the wrong frequencies at the right power levels.
So where does the sheep come in then?
Well, the sheep were at the wrong power level, clearly.
You need to have lower powered sheep.
No, whatever was being emitted by the radar stations was radio frequency energy. It's in the electromagnetic spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the electromagnetic spectrum across its entirety will burn you from infrared through to ultraviolet.
And it's quite reasonable that while they were testing that and developing those technologies, that yes, they probably bounced around in some frequencies that were quite harmful. and quite possibly could have burnt some sheep or fried up some sheep.
Yeah, they did fry apparently. It was in Wales. Yeah.
It happened in Australia.
And microwave in and of itself is not a danger. I mean, we're bathed in microwaves all the time. Just that's part of what the universe does.
Have you ever put your phone in the
power level really high. If you want to really mess someone up with radio energy, okay, you need to start moving up ultraviolet, X-ray, gamma. That's where you can start having a serious issue, like on a regular basis.
That's why you're giving those lead things when they're taking X-rays of you, because those radiation levels are high enough to cause some damage in some certain places in certain circumstances.
Yeah, no, hang on. Let's just put the tinfoil hat down and step away. So when you go for an X-ray, the quantity of radiation that you absorb is infinitesimal. Mm-hmm. There are certain jobs that you do if you work in certain areas where they detect radiology that you will not be able to go for a period of time afterwards because you will absorb radiation that will be higher than the threshold that they want, 2.5 millisieverts or whatever it is.
So why do the dentists go out the room when they do that thing where you put it behind
your
teeth?
Because what you get when you have your X-ray is non-harmful to you, but it's harmful to someone who stands there while someone else is having an X-ray all day.
And, so, and has them over and over and over and over. It accumulates the dose.
The dose that you receive. So you get a little tiny badge that you're supposed to wear if you're exposed to radiation, and the ionizing radiation regulations will tell you that there are two thresholds, 2.5 millisieverts per day or 7.5 millisieverts per day, and you are not supposed to exceed those thresholds based on the type of job that you do. So if you stand in the room while someone's having an X-ray, there's a good chance you're going to go past 7.5 millisieverts for the whole thing.
Because you're going through it over and over and over and over again all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the accumulation of the radioactive.
You can have 20 charge. You can have up to 25 chest X-rays before it gets dangerous.
Said health impact news.
My dentist has got six fingers. Do you think it's connected?
And that's, well,
so let's go through. Do you want to go through mutagenic and teratogenic? No.
You seem to know a lot about this, Ewan. Why is what? Why are you?
I used to teach people about the ionizing radiation regulations.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
1985.
Oh, okay.
So the US military aren't going to change their particle beam for 5G then? The one they used to cook enemies on the battlefield.
It's 2.5 millisieverts, Batwinch, and 7.5 millisieverts. It's not micro.
How about the Poseidon experiment? How about that? That didn't work out.
About the what?
Poseidon.
That was a film.
That was a boat.
Gene Hackman.
Adventure. That's about turning a boat upside down.
No. Or maybe
it's not Poseidon. One,
isn't it Poseidon? No, I'm sure it is. It's the one where it was an American.
Philadelphia experiment.
Philadelphia. That's right. Thank you.
Close. At least it began with a P.
Yeah.
Philadelphia experiment. I'll have a Poseidon adventure. I can see how those could be confused.
I'll have a. Oh, Bremsstrahlen. Now, so Mr. Batwinch is now tasking me to talk about Bremsstrahlen, and that is the rapid deceleration of gamma rays causing X-ray reflection. Is that right? Have I got that right?
That doesn't sound healthy for people.
Bremsstrahlen. I think that's what it is. It's the rapid deceleration. Oh, God, that's going back. Bremsstrahlen. Rapid deceleration of gamma rays causing X-ray reflection.
Yeah, I just posted a link for you.
Philadelphia experiment or when cheese making goes wrong, says Bill.
Yeah, when cheese making goes nuclear.
I haven't. Yeah. See, you're all sitting there with Wikipedia references. I've done that off the top of my head. So if I'm wrong, bollocks the lot of you. If the breaking of, there we go. See? I've just clicked the link from Windrider. Are you impressed that I knew what Bremsstrahlen was without looking it up, you lightweights?
That's pretty impressive.
Thanks, man. Ionizing radiations, exposure limits, millisieverts, MSV, millisievert. And actually, if you go to Chernobyl, they've actually found in the local population of animals there that there's a beneficial exposure of radiation up to 10 millisieverts per year. So there's an anti-cancerous agent associated with ionizing radiation before you then get to the upwards curve of a holy shit.
Oh, Android Authority has a really nice article about this. There we go. 5G will not cause cancer.
No, not even close.
They're in the payment of the... Of the
see, companies. Mr. Bat, I'm just going to point out, Mr. Bat went just giving me a very good, because he knows that on the 4 minute delay he's on, I couldn't have looked that up.
All I'll say is that isn't Ian in trouble because he lives in Cornwall, doesn't he? And isn't all that granite down there giving off radiation all the time?
Yeah, but it always has. That's the thing. It's like everyone talks about, oh, the granite in Cornwall's giving off radiation. It has been since before we even started being in Cornwall. It was before. It was long before we even thought of the word Cornwall.
So it does explain why people in Cornwall are like they are.
Oh, moving on.
That's a dig at Ian.
No, you see, you're in dangerous ground here, Bat, when you're talking about levels at Sellafield and that kind of stuff, because the you've got active and what's the other word? Oh, I can't remember the areas, but there you go. But that's the exposure limits. And I used to go to Harwell periodically.
Is it active and passive radiation?
No. So there's first action. It's not a first action and a second action level like it is with noise, but
we might as well go into Campion's because it's linked.
Yeah, the Camp story.
Yeah, I'm going to keep us on 5G, but I think this is probably a bit more dangerous than what we've just been talking about.
Germany is taking its teddy home. Go on then, Camps.
Yeah, so in this particular story, Germany is planning to not use any Huawei, provided components within its new 5G network. And this is actually, I don't know if this is Germany just jumping on the bandwagon as well now. So the scenario being that Germany are extremely concerned, as are other companies, about the fact that Huawei may be putting backdoors within the infrastructure that are being sold and installed in comms infrastructure across the world, pretty much. So they can backdoor spy. From a few of the articles I've been flicking through, obviously, as we've already talked about, I am well prepared tonight. Vodafone, US, Australia, and New Zealand are already in the process of banning Huawei from faster 5G networks because of the current, what appears to be, hold or dictation that the Chinese government have got in terms of Huawei. BT, Orange, and who's the other company?
Prince of Wales. He's banned them too.
Prince of Wales?
Yeah, seriously, because they were giving, I can't remember what trust he looks at.
Prince's Trust. The Prince's Trust.
No, it wasn't the Prince's Trust. It was a different one I hadn't heard of before. And they've said no to any more.
Are you presents. On talking about like Dutchy biscuits or something like that? No,
no, it's definitely a worry.
I did see a story like that.
He's buckled to it, and he said no Hawaii. Doesn't that annoy you though? Because I mean, the Chinese aren't that bad, surely. I mean, why? I don't get it.
Yeah, I found the story that I'll post it now. This is what Greeny was talking about. Yeah, Greeny, you can click on it now, mate.
If I click on it,
don't click on Muller's links. If you want to know any of the links that Muller's putting out, then move on.
It's a BBC link, mate.
Prince's Trust suspends ties to Huawei.
There you go. See?
So it's not accepting any new donations from Huawei in light of public concerns.
That's not about the technology. That's about taking
the
money
as an influence.
Yeah.
Hey, let's give Attlee have a go, mate.
Go on. Yeah.
What were you just saying there, Attlee?
I said it's not about them not using their technologies. It's about them not taking their money as an influencer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're corporate and they could influence the purchasing of a purchase. So I get that from public viewpoint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this story is very much around the security concerns and the links into Huawei and the fact that it looks like governments and multiple companies have found BT and Orange also now in the process of saying that they're not going to use Huawei components anymore. So Huawei just seem to be in the news for everything bad recently. But yet the phones are still pretty good from everything I've seen.
Are the concerns unfounded or are they genuine?
I've not seen anything yet that says that these are the proven, that there's any proof. There's been, I'm just trying to find the part of the article now, there's been an arrest linked to potential spying or concerns, but I don't think that's been proven at all yet.
Didn't America lock up a female from Huawei, and it's causing a bit of a diplomatic issue?
She's in Canada right now, and so the legal process they're going through right now is to decide if Canada is going to extradite her to the United States.
Oh, I did remember it then.
Yeah,
yes,
no, I
mean, yes, you did.
You've got that whole thing that went on with the chips on the motherboards for servers this year or last year.
Yeah,
that was worrisome.
Chinese made chips.
Moving on, and there's bound to be suggestions that there is an issue, but surely there's a reverse engineering process to be had here that can exonerate Huawei from wrongdoing or implicate.
Well, it depends on how the chips are manufactured and how they're built and where the software lies. Whether they be, you know, you could reverse engineer something. But, I mean, realistically, there's got to be ways to test it to verify whether there is any information being sent back.
Yeah, well, you look at the original spec for the chip, and then you have independent professionals analyze what you're actually getting and make sure that there's nothing different. So the woman that's in Canada right now, that whole case is not based on what's in the chips they're doing. It's that they allegedly sold chips to Iran. And
so sanctions related.
They broke sanctions. Yeah, they broke.
Yes,
they broke,
and then the China spy chips from last year. As far as I know, there's still no evidence to actually back that up.
Yeah.
Didn't they find the chips?
I haven't heard any confirmation either.
No.
I thought they found them, though.
Didn't we on the previous show have somebody showed a picture?
I showed a picture of the chip, and it was the size of a grain of rice.
Yeah, that was actually my story.
Yeah.
Right, but you're saying that wasn't confirmed. That was...
Yeah, it turns out that wasn't actually confirmed. And everyone that's done independent research on this outside of what was it, Business Insider ran the original story, I think.
Yeah,
Bloomberg or Business Insider.
Everyone else is saying nope, we can't find any evidence that this actually happened. We can't find any evidence that any of these companies that were supposedly hit actually were, and yeah, as far as I've been able to find, there's never been any concrete evidence to back up their story.
So I was saying then that potentially this story, and certainly the story you've just been talking about there, Jeff, could be a huge combo of fake news and guilty until proven innocent, probably related to some sort of political sanctions vendetta.
Yep.
As far as if it's related to a vendetta or something like that, I have no idea. But it looks like someone either did poor investigation or was fed enough information, like wrong information or lies that were presented in a credible way. Given enough, they were able to put together this story, and they've been sticking by it. And everyone else, including researchers that are quoted in the original story, are saying, yeah, no, this I'm taken out of context. This isn't what I actually said.
Yeah.
I raised concerns about what they were doing, and they disregarded me.
Deep Pan says Bloomberg posted that with zero proof.
Bloomberg, that's it. It was Bloomberg. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, but no, that's not good.
Could it be a link to some of the stories I'm finding on about Huawei face bill for tens of millions for theft of 4G tech? I mean, the fact is that they're supposed to...
No, I think that is related to them incorporating unlicensed technology into some of their chipsets.
Well, they're working on a lot of what Huawei is doing. They're working on, obviously, 5G, and it's their first version. It's Huawei 5.0, I think. Oh, it's really poor. It's
bad. Oh, even by your standards.
Greeny.
That was awesome, Greeny. Thank you for that.
That's quite
No, it's not.
You know, the work you put into that's the most impressive part of that joke.
That was the opposite of impressive.
That was a long swim to that. That was like a swim to the island.
No, Greeny worked hard for that one.
Dude, if I had a tumbleweed graphic, it'd be on the screen right now.
No, it wasn't a bad joke, I didn't think. I did lead you to it quite nicely, and you never said anything.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, it was okay. A horrible joke, but it was well led.
Love you.
It feels to me like Huawei could just be used as a political pawn here.
I think they are. I think you're dead right there, mate. Absolutely right. It's just like, okay, well, let's just, where can we put the hurt in? And the thing is as well, the Prince's Trust is now walking away from a serious sponsor of their activities that you could go, oh, well, the money's tainted, but I don't think it is. They make phones and they sell phones. And if they're listening to everyone's conversation by making those phones, then someone would have found that out next week. Surely.
They're not listening to mine. They're hardly making any.
Someone would have found that out next week. I like the way you sort of push that out.
Next week. No, it's because I read the chat room and Batwin should type next week, and it just kind of popped in my head. There was a subliminal thing going on there. Don't use Huawei phones, says head of FBI, CIA, and NSA. And Muller's posted a story. That's got to be Trump related, surely. Build a wall, keep China out. That's what I say.
I did see.
I think that's a brilliant plan.
Yeah,
I saw a cracking cartoon with Trump standing on the Great Wall of China, talking to Xi Jinping or whatever his name is, and going, "Oh, you have problems with Mexicans as well."
Yeah, that was good. I didn't see that this week.
They look like they're being kicked from all sides, don't they? Who are we at the moment?
They do. Yeah. I think there is a certain element. I don't believe that they're as untrustable as worthy as they are, because someone would have found the tech and someone would have shown that there was an issue by now.
Well, there's been also a lot of kids.
I'm just wondering if this has to do with them knocking Apple out of number two or three spot of phone manufacturers.
Yeah, probably.
And all this stuff sort of started right around that time. And I'm just wondering how much of this is just, you know, corporate garbage festival.
Yeah.
I had a play with one of the P20 Pro this week. The Huawei P20 Pro. That is a nice phone. Really nice phone.
Yeah, I think Apple have got to be careful, because there's a lot of Android phones coming up on the rails, and if Apple stop with their walled garden of external services like Apple Music, which I know they are doing, then I think you can see a real exodus from iPhone and iOS towards Android, because there's some great iPhones out. There's some great Android phones out there, most definitely.
Well, I think that one of the only things that Apple really has going for it that's keeping a bunch of their customers in check is that they're basically so vested. They only communicate through Apple services. They only use Apple stuff. But, I mean, they have a shrinking market share, and it keeps shrinking all the time.
Yeah. Plenty for them to do. This podcast and all the others is not brought to you by Muller. It's brought to you by TSO Host. There we go. I've got the right screen. They are people that saved us this year. We would have gone out. We would not have been able to host ourselves. We would have had too much bandwidth. We'd have had to delete all of the old shows. But we don't have to, thanks to them. This is the best part. they give us two huge services that run the live show and run all of the stuff that you see when you download a BTN show. And all they want you to do is send out a tweet, get yourself onto social media and say, thanks at TSO host for supporting at British Tech, plain and simple. That is it. That is all that needs to happen. And last week we had a shed load of tweets coming out from people and it was brilliant. Really, really good feedback. That's all they need is the social engagement. At TSO host, thanks for supporting at British Tech. And also thanks to Telestream because they give us the software that lets us run the screens here and keeps all slick. And I'm getting better at using it now. It's not their fault, it's mine. And it's really, really good. So thank them too. And also, Hoya, if you'd like some glasses like me and Camps, unique to you, then go to Uniku, and that's podcast@hoya.co.uk, and they will help you out as well. Time for the cool thing. Start us off, Monsieur Campion.
Okay, so we've kind of just mentioned it. I'll just bob that in there. That's the Amazon UK link, and it is the Huawei P20 Pro phone. So a couple of guys in the office have got these. I noticed on the desk this week and had a little play on it. It's a lovely phone. Android, if I'm not in a position where I'm looking to change my phone at the minute. I've got an iPhone 8 and I'm not unhappy with it. I'm certainly not unhappy to the point that I just want to go and go splash a load of cash on a new phone right now. But if I was, this is certainly one that I would be looking at. The camera on it really is stunning. The pictures, the screen on it's lovely. Size-wise, great. The quality feels really, really nice as well. And it's on Amazon, it's $560 for the 128 gig dual SIM factory unlocked version of this phone. I think if anybody out there is in the market for a device at the minute, it's certainly one to have a look at before they go jump straight into the next iPhone or whatever it is that you might be looking at. Really, really, really nice phone.
Saw another site with it for $444, so it is out there
even better than.
And it's some cracking. On three contract, £29.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
It's it's got three cameras on the back of it. And it's is it Leica? Three Leica glasses or
well, Leica's so just called. A franchise. So it's not,
got a 40 yeah. megapixel, 20 megapixel, and 8 megapixel.
Yeah. A different shop, but yeah, if you're out and about and you're in a phone shop, have a look at one. Really nice. I think, like I say, if I was in the market for a phone right now, I'd certainly wouldn't be passing over on this.
Good, excellent pick, mate. Nice one, Jeffrey. What have you got for us, mate?
I have these really great stickers from Amazon that you put on your phone to keep you from getting radiation. Kidding.
You posted that in the chat room.
I totally popped it in the chat room. These are
$13, $13.34 EMF protection cell phone shield stickers.
Because they saw you coming.
And they'll even protect you against Bremsstrahlen from decelerating gamma particles.
Oh, the ship are here as well. I'm going to get some of them.
Yeah. Get a whole pack.
Why am I not surprised?
Okay, my real cool thing. See if you can
buy a whole case of them really, really cheap.
Yeah. Anyhow, a piece of Earth was found on the moon in Apollo 14, and they've been going through all the rocks and all the data that they've collected, and they realized, oh, hey, we found a piece of Earth. It's about 4 billion year old piece of Earth that ended up on the moon, probably from
a party.
Some other impact.
Oh, yeah. It was a party.
From a big party. Anyhow, I just thought that was really cool.
It is.
And it's they brought it back to Earth, not realizing what they had brought back. And now they're figuring out exactly what it is.
So they went all that way and brought back some moon rock.
Well, no, there's always been the...
Could have gone down to the beach.
There's always been that theory, hasn't there, that that the moon was another planet that collided with Earth and some of it stayed and some of it ripped off and it was called Theia or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. Right. And in this case, though, this was probably, assuming that's what really happened, this would have actually been a lot later. So
this has been caused by an impact that hit Earth and sprayed debris all the way to the moon.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay.
Could it be for what, the big one that hit the Gulf of Mexico?
If it's about 4 billion years ago, sure.
Yeah, there could be. No, 4 billion's a bit long, isn't it?
No, that was Death of the Dinosaurs, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that was about 65 million years ago. Million,
well,
not billion.
It could have been a more recent impact, but the rock was formed about 4 billion years ago. So, sure, it could have been a much more recent impact.
Does it say in the article where it came from? On Earth?
Earth?
Yeah, I know, but where? I think Newsy tell.
Probably. No, it doesn't say.
They've had some big strikes in northern Russia, haven't they, over the years?
There've been meteor strikes, but those have all been high iron, you know, the Tunguska one and all that kind of stuff.
And those aren't blowing any debris far enough to land on the moon.
No.
They would send debris maybe a mile or so, but I don't think it would really.
No, good. NASA's got a lot of cool stuff out at the moment, haven't they, Jeff? There's lots of pictures coming out and that kind of stuff, which is excellent. So.
Yeah.
Superb stuff. I'm trying to find Atlee's now because we've had so much rubbish.
There you go.
I'll put it back. Yeah. Okay. So, Xiaomi foldable prototype. Go for it, Atlee.
So, there's lots of talk about all these foldable phones to give us more video, more screen space to do more things. And Xiaomi has an interesting prototype that basically it doesn't fold in half. It actually folds out from the sides like two wings on it.
So like a trifold, isn't it? This looks cool. Like a
trifold. Well, yeah. So each side has a piece half again as long as the width of it, and it folds out making a nice little tablet piece. And it's an interesting take on how you could do that. And the prototype is rather interesting. There's a video there that shows you the how the prototype looks and how it works. And I just kind of think that it's an interesting set of technology. I think it's the sort of the start of how we're probably going to use some of these more flexible screens. I don't think this is literally what we'll end up doing with them. I think we're going to come into something much more portable than this. But it's rather interesting. It's an interesting look at stuff that might be coming out soon. And the cell phone market is pretty stale at the moment. So it'd be interesting to see if they could get out something like this.
Do you think that's real or do you think that's superimposed? Because it looks real.
It looks very real. It does look so cool.
It looks fairly real in the video. And I think that... It's rather interesting, and there have been a number of other foldable screens and foldable prototypes that have, you know, been displayed and shown. Whether they work as well as this one appears to, but it is it's rather an interesting look at the technology and how it looks when it's in tablet form. It looks completely open and straight, and like no breaks in the corners or the edges, although. You do have to be aware that when he's holding it as a tablet, he's holding it sideways and then he flips it over and turns it.
It looks amazing. It looks absolutely amazing. I'd love it.
And I'd be perfectly happy with a device like that.
Yeah, no, great. Greeny, what have you got for us, mate?
If I was going to go to the moon, I think I'd leave a piece of cheese behind rather than a piece of the earth. But that's
something. Totally with you.
My one. Thank you. My one is our old Tim Cook. He gave a last statement, but a bit of a happy birthday. So the Mac is 35 years old. So that was my one, and he did a bit of a celebration of it.
I can't think. There's nothing wrong in saying that the 35-year-old computer is cool, because it was. And it was seminal. Yeah. It was absolutely seminal at the time. Even if you're a Windows lover, then you'd still say
I have an Apple Lisa at home that fully works still.
No way.
Can I have it for my collection?
I've got a really interesting collection of computers. But yeah, I have an Apple Lisa that fully boots and works and everything's functional on it.
That's awesome.
I also have one of the old compact, like 35-pound laptops that have the 4-inch screen and the keyboard that pops out.
We talked about those on the Mac show and you unpopped the front.
Yeah.
We talked about one of those on the Mac show.
Well, I bet you can still get a battery for it.
Oh, yeah. Shut up, Muller. Jesus Christ. Have we done your cool thing, Muller?
No, I got it for you.
Go on then, mate. Tell us what it is.
I'll put the link in. It's Amundsen Basics. It's a head strap camera mount for GoPros and those cheap GoPro knockoffs like I've got. And it costs a fraction of the one, obviously, that GoPros sell. And I've got one. I've not got around to using it yet, but it's a cracking piece. For the price, it's really good. So if you're looking for a head strap and don't want to pay GoPro prices, Amundsen Basics head strap.
And make sure you use a baseball cap if you don't want to look a dick.
Yeah. I've got to try and see if I can wear it with my cycle helmet, but I suspect I can't. But I haven't tried yet.
Yeah, you'll manage. There'll be a way, mate. There'll be a way. Use zip ties. That's what I do to hold it on. So I've got a helmet for work, and I've got a torch on the front, and I just zip tie it through the connections for the earmuffs.
Oh, that's
so,
a good idea. I hadn't thought of that.
Little tiny zip ties. That does it. Well done, fellas. Where can we get a hold of you, Mr. Campion?
You can get me at Campion UK on Twitter. You can get me in the Slack room. My running stuff on Instagram is just run Chris.
Excellent, mate. Jeff, where would you be?
I'm over at textexpander.com and smilesoftware.com and Jay Gamut on Twitter and Instagram and making the podcast circuit, as always.
Excellent, mate. Thank you. Atlee?
You can reach me at atleehunter.com and Twitter and Instagram at atleehunter. And right here.
Excellent, mate. Superb. Greeny boy.
BritishMac.com. Or Twitter, BritishMac.
Have we got an episode coming soon?
Well, I'm still struggling with all the gubbins. But I'm sure we'll get better soon.
Stick around after this podcast, mate, and we'll have a chat. All right. Okay. And Muller Biker, where are you, mate?
Muller Biker on Twitter, Muller999 on Instagram, and in the Slack room, winding people up.
Excellent. My name's Ewan Rankin. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. Follow the network at BritishTechNetwork.com. We have a clan on Golf Clash. So if you are a player of Golf Clash on iOS or Android and you would like to join our clan, please feel free. Dive in. It's the BTN clan. And we're all in there having fun playing. If you follow us on Facebook, then you can play against us and that kind of stuff, which is kind of cool. We're back again next week. If it's not on Friday, it's not happening. See you next week. Thanks for listening.